Revenge of Grite, written by Safely Capricious, and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated mature, tagged, crack treated seriously, humor, pranks and practical jokes, team bonding, via trauma. This is part two of Tales and Slurgulations. It was hard work being a Sith Prentice, especially when your master told you to kill someone you loved and you'd never loved anyone but yourself your entire life. Luckily, Cabbage's master had also never loved anyone but himself his entire life, and thus, Cabbage was sure he could get away with just killing a family member, and they would each pretend that love had been involved. Lying was hardly against the dark side. Of course, Cabbage was somewhat limited on available family members, as two of his other brothers had also become Sith Prentices, and thus had killed most other family members. He could, of course, go after one of them, but Cabbage wasn't guaranteed a victory against either Maul or Savage, and things that wouldn't 120% go your way, well, that was not the Sith way. Luckily, he still had one brother left, Revenge. Revenge lived on a small farm in some piddlehopper green planet far away from the core. The lengthy flight gave Cabbage plenty of time to be annoyed, and then to harness that annoyance into anger, which he would use to destroy his brother off the face of the planet, and possibly the rest of the planet as well, for good measure, assuming it didn't have any sort of native fauna that was likely to fight back. Or flora. Cabbage had heard stories. Cabbage was spitting mad, the dark side of the Force flowing through him, when he finally arrived at Revenge's farmstead. "Brother!" he yelled. Revenge walked out the door with a rag in his hands and squinted at him. "Cabby?" he asked. Cabbage yelled wordless with rage, and then managed, "I am here to kill you!" Revenge blinked and muttered, "And they say middle children have issues," before stepping back and saying, "Luminescence of my existence, would you come help me with this?" A massive roar sounded from inside the small building, and Cabbage lifted his lightsaber, the dark red glow showing Revenge exactly how he was going to die. But before he could strike, Revenge was back in the house, and in the doorway instead was a small orange something. It looked like if an Ewok and a Wookiee had a child, who then had a child with a Nerf. And it was orange. Brightly, alarmingly orange. It reminded Cabbage about so-called warning coloration, but it was also not large, only coming up to his chin. And not wearing any pants, just an overly large shirt. Cabbage had the distressing realization that his brother and this creature were getting ready for bed when he arrived. "What the criff?" Cabbage asked, his lightsaber flickering with his confusion. Revenge leaned back out of the doorway and smiled. "Brother, meet Grite, my mate. Luminescence of my existence, meet Cabby, my brother." The so-called Grite made a reverberating sound like yodel-a-hee-hoo, and then rushed forward and body-slammed Cabbage so hard he went flying backwards, his lightsaber falling from his grasp. He was not so weak as that, however, and he sprung to his feet and summoned his saber back to his hand, and when the creature next rushed at him, he sliced at it with his saber, only for the vibrant orange fur to deflect the power and sear his own hand. "Kark!" he swears, and then tries to use the Force to move Grite, but the Force does not answer. Instead, the beast rushes him again, this time letting out a high-pitched giggle that could shatter plastisteel, and Cabbage finds himself picked up and then brought down forcibly. The pain, of course, makes his connection to the dark side stronger, as it always does, and he raises to his feet, prepared to kill him. "Give him the chair," Revenge says, leaning casually against the doorframe and munching on some dried nuts that he's holding in a small bag. From nowhere that Cabbage can see, the orange creature is holding a wide, flat object that looks like it was made from Durasteel. He brings it down on Cabbage before he can move, and then unfolds it and sits down, while Cabbage is left to scramble to his feet again. "Ho, ho, ho," Gritty bellows, and then stands up and kicks the chair away from himself before stalking back towards Cabbage, who again tries to block him with his lightsaber, but even as he holds the lightsaber's blade against the fur of Grite, it just makes it glow, and the look, with the red light underneath Grite's face, is more frightening than anything that Cabbage has ever experienced, and when Grite wrests the hilt away from him, he flees. Fighting either Maul or Savage would, in fact, be easier than fighting whatever this creature is, and as soon as he's escaped the planet, he will do just that and bring honor to his master. Or Kriff. Maybe he'll just kill his master. Yeah, actually, that definitely is going to be the best solution here. And that, finishes Leia, is the story of Grite. Some say that you can summon him to fight on your behalf by chanting his name into the void of space 69 times. Okay, but where did you get the dye? Shara asks as she leans over where Luke and Leia are diligently sewing the bright orange fur together. That color is blinding. The Force is with us, Leia says serenely. Luke nods in agreement. Shara rolls her eyes and leans back. Fine, but I'm not wearing it. Oh, Leia says, voice deeply amused as she slants a glance behind her, where R2-D2 is practically vibrating in place. Don't worry, we already have a volunteer. Han screams like a little girl as he runs through the halls of the compound. A few people swear he's followed by something glowing orange, but no one is willing to corroborate his claims that someone has summoned Grite to kill him. R2-D2 is having the time of his criffing life. The end.